Next, we're heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Chicago-area immigration activists, faith leaders, and state representatives yesterday led a peaceful protest across the international bridge that leads to Matamoros, Mexico. The protest was against a new policy that forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for their case to be heard in court. They claim the policy is creating a refugee crisis at the border. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio brings us our story from Matamoros, Mexico.
Way in the water, children, way in the water, God's gonna water.
They walk slowly, singing and thinking about the asylum seekers they met over the last 2 days, holding signs that read, "Abolish Customs and Border Protection and End Migrant Protection Protocol." They walked across the same bridge asylum seekers dream about crossing. The Chicago delegation included Baptist ministers from the west and south side of Chicago, Jewish rabbis from the suburbs, pastors from other Christian denominations, and two state representatives. They all came together for this trip organized by a queer Mexican woman, an immigration attorney who says this program is illegal.
This migrant protection protocol or remain in Mexico program is an illegal program that violates U.S. and international law, and we are here today to say no more.
That's Moni Ruiz Velasco with Paso West Suburban Action Project. The delegation donated blankets, formula, diapers, shoes, and money. They met with asylum seekers, hearing their stories and praying with them.
And we pray, Father God, for your divine presence to be in her life, dear Lord.
The hundreds of children they saw living in tents, sleeping on the floor, with little access to running water, shocked them. Rabbi Max Wise from Oak Park Temple B'nai Abraham Zion.
The first most striking thing to me, and I think to all of us, was the children. So many children. I cannot imagine what they faced at home that brought them to the borders of a country with locked doors.
Illinois Representative Lisa Hernandez said it's important for elected officials to come to the border so they can see for themselves how this policy is affecting migrants.
It has been an experience that I believe anyone who is in an elected position should witness. The families that are here, it's not just a humanitarian crisis, I would call it, but a refugee crisis here.
Members of the delegation said the stories they heard and what they witnessed will help mobilize Chicagoans to help end this program. Pastor Ira Acri is co-chair of the Leaders Network. He vowed to keep fighting.
And so I'm going back motivated like never before to go back and educate people in my community that when you think it's not... when you think it's just about them, it's not about them. It's about them and us. And we've got to come together. Nobody is safe until all of us are safe. And we can't allow their human rights to be violated because it's them now and it will be us next.
As the protests came to an end, some of them cried for the asylum seekers and their children and the conditions they're forced to live in. Maria Ines Zamudio, WBEZ News.